Today we are in Owerri, Nigeria, and we're conducting a graduation ceremony for two of our students who have completed the undergraduate course. And director of the program here in Owerri, Sibyl Agabua, Dr. Sibyl Agabua, will lead us in the opening statements of what this graduation is all about. Dr. Sibyl.
We have two fine students that have completed the Art and Science of Wholeness, which is the basic program for the University of Healing. The Art and Science of Wholeness, the undergraduate program of the University of Healing, gives the foundation of all healing work. It is the basic course for the University of Healing. The course is designed around a 30-lesson format covering the major aspects of man's relationship to God and God's relationship to man. Unique in its presentation approach, Art and Science of Wholeness speaks in the first person, God speaking to his relation, his creation, explaining how and why it was revealed, created as it is. God explaining his revelation creation to his revelation creation so that it might better understand and reveal his native purpose as designed by God. The same lesson is read out loud 3 times daily for 7 days at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A quiz of 10 questions and 1 essay question is given for each lesson, sent to the student by the office of the dean upon receipt of the completed previous lesson questions. There are 30 chapters or lessons to be read over 30 weeks. As the student genuinely seeks to reveal the divinity that is strong within, he takes 30 minutes 3 times daily to read each chapter aloud to himself thoroughly and thoughtfully. As each student diligently applies himself to the proper study of the course, his life is completely changed because it is newly directed to the highest and greatest which is within him. So, as you begin this course with an uncomplicated approach, with a love of truth, and with meticulousness to the detail of the daily readings, so when the undergraduate program is completed, the student is ascended into a higher state of spiritual, mental, and physical consciousness. Today, we have 2 of our students who have gone this trend, and they are now ready to be acclaimed bachelors of metaphysics. We have here Albert Obi Enebeli and Peter Akwalige, ready to receive their certificates. I now call upon the Dean, Dr. Herbert L. Baele, to do the confirmation.
Thank you. Now, as you know, I never stand up without having something to say. So here we are for the wonderful graduation of 2 outstanding young men. Everything that you do in life demands that you have a foundation. They have created the foundation for themselves now by completing the undergraduate course of the University of Healing, which allows them to go about doing some absolutely marvelous, absolutely wonderful programs in their own life. It's not just a matter that they're going to be a minister and a teacher, as they ultimately surely will, but it's a matter that they live everything that they have learned and put it into practice every day of their life. And as they put it into practice every day of their life, it is fantastic and it is marvelous because of one thing. They know who they are. Now, we have two gentlemen who are utterly outstanding and amazing, and both of these gentlemen have a unique faculty about them. Both of these gentlemen are absolutely self-confident, believe in themselves, and know that they're wonderful. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Now, as you believe in yourself, and as you know you're utterly fantastic, do you know what's going on in your world? Do you know why you're fantastic? Why all these things are there?
Yes.
You see, oh, you do?
Yes.
I will give you a chance to say it before we ordain you, before we give you your certificate here, because each of you will have a chance to speak for a few minutes and tell the congregation what your attitude is about your new position, your new degree, okay? Okay.
Yes.
Very good. You planned on that, I'm sure. You did plan on that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good. Because I always plan on that. All right. If you're going through life and anything ever faces you that is a problem that seems beyond anything you can handle, the first thing you do is to pull out your Art and Science of Wholeness and read the first chapter. And it said, "It is done unto you according to your belief." So, immediately you take the thought, my belief is clear and positive. Whatever situation I'm facing, I know the solution, and I know it now. Then you let go. Then you let go, and the solution reveals itself to you. You do it in a most natural, beautiful way, and you're very content and happy with yourself. You are living a divine life. This is what happens when you apply the way the University of Healing courses are designed. As Dr. Seville said, you read the course 3 times a day out loud to yourself. You do the coursework at the end of the week, and you write down the essay, and you do it beautifully. You write exactly 100 years. You're learning to discipline yourself. And every time you learn to discipline yourself, you become a better and better person for yourself. For yourself. Many of you have aspirations to go out and touch the world with your magic, touch the world with the healing techniques of the University of Healing. And you'll grow up. You'll grow up to the realization that there's nothing out there to change. Where is the change that takes place? Right inside each one of us. Inside each one of us, we look at everyone in the world and see them whole and perfect. Now, Dr. O.K. sits here and smugly says, "That's right, that's right, that's what I do, that's what I do." Dr. Seville says, "That's what I do." And all the rest of you say, "That's what I do." Well, that's good. Do you? Do you?
Yes. Yes.
Do you look at everyone and say, "It is done"?
Yes.
It is done?
Yes.
You are fantastic, you are glorious, you are wonderful. But when you look at them and you say that, then you turn around and go your way. And as you turn around and go your way, let it be. It's done. Because the universal consciousness, which is over all the universe, takes care of all these details. All you do is put the cause in motion for the result you want. So, we have a very wonderful group here. We have a very wonderful 2 men who, through the years, have shown their sincerity to the program of the University of Healing and to the Church of God Unlimited and the Villa of God Unlimited here in Nigeria. Because this villa is designed to be your home base. It's designed to be the center by which you share all this knowledge. And then you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen, Mr.
Yes.
Albert? What's going to happen? You're going to go out and form your own church. You're going to go out and form your own. And you, down where you live, you know, in that faraway city. What's the name of it?
Ohafia.
Ohafra?
Yeah.
In Ohafra. Here. Hmm? Yeah? You got one too?
Yeah. Right here, with you.
You're right here.
Yeah.
And you, where's your village?
My village is in Port Harcourt.
Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt. Oh, well, that's outside of the range of the teaching, isn't it? No!
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 No! Now, are you going to prepare yourself to be a teacher like they are and go among your people there and share with them all the things you believe and know? Not trying to be better than them, but just saying, that's another way to look at it. Another way to look at life. And it's a psychological way to look at life. It's a philosophical way to look at life. And it's all balance and harmony and peace. Okay. That's what each one of you can do. Where's your village?
Amok.
Amok.
Yes.
Where's that? Here?
Yeah.
Right down here.
Right here. Where's your village?
MBC.
And yours? London. You're going to take care of all of London, right? Wonderful. Okay. The only way that you can do this successfully is to follow your heart. This certificate that we have in symbol for you here, the certificate you receive is only an indication that you have been a student who need not be ashamed, because you have prepared yourself well to carry out all of the philosophy of theology and religion and all the philosophy of unity and religious science and Church of God Unlimited. But mostly, what philosophy have you been trained to carry out? The philosophy within yourself. Listen within yourself on every turn and you'll never go wrong. Because where is God? Right within. The kingdom of heaven is within each one of us, and so that's where we should dwell for our knowledge, our truth, and our expression of all that's good. We are very blessed. Now, I'm going to present each one of these two men with their certificates, and then I'm going to ask each one of them, after they receive their certificates, to come up here and speak on what it means to them to be a metaphysical minister in the Church of God Unlimited. Okay, here we go. First, Tita, would you like to... Thank you. He really is a good, well-trained man, isn't he? Peter? Peter?
Yes?
Akwanibe. Akwanibe.
Yeah.
All right, that's you. And what's the CK for?
C is for Clement.
Claremont.
Clement.
And Clement.
Yes.
And the K is for?
Kogenet.
Kogenet.
Yes.
Why don't you have it all spelled out? It's great. It's great to have your full name. And always use your full name because you're proud of it. Now this certificate you carry and wear on your wall, and you'll receive a small duplicate of it, I'm sure. And each one of them is an indication to you that you are listening within and sharing it outwardly with all the world. So, I wish you all the happiness in the world as being a Bachelor of Metaphysics in the University of Healing. You're wonderful. So, sit down. Okay, he'll get you as soon as we come up to... Oh, you want to get him like that? Go ahead.
Ta-da!
Oh, wonderful, yes. All right. Next we have Albert... Obi,
yes.
Enebli.
Yes.
Enebli?
Yes.
Albert Obi. Albert Obi Enebli.
Hmm?
What?
Yes.
Yes.
I never know.
All right, Albert. You too are ready now.
Yes.
And excuse me. That was not necessary. You too are ready to go out and share with the world all of the wisdom that you have received up to now as a teacher, as a sharer, as a person who has been trained in the philosophy of the psychology and the philosophy of the University of Healing and the Church of God Unlimited.
Yes.
So, I am very, very proud to give you this certificate and know that you will go forth and do great things. And I'm proud of you because you are a super guy. Ah, you're wonderful. On that side, the camera.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to hear from Peter, And Peter is going to tell us what it means to him to be a graduate student of the University of Healing. So come right up. You want to hold this? Right there. There you go. Thank you.
Well, today, a journey of 1,000 miles.
You're speaking to a large congregation.
I've started with a step. And the step is the beginning. This is my beginning of my path to greatness. And I love myself so much that I will not stop here. I will carry on this philosophy. I will make a home of it. I make a home of it.
Good.
And I'm very, very happy to be associated with this group in my life. This is all what. This is my calling in life. I'm proud of it. Thank you, Didi. Thank you,
Pleasure.
Madam.
Okay. All right. Obi, Albert, are you ready to speak to this august organization crowd here?
Yes, very briefly.
Very briefly.
Briefly, and it happened just like a dream. I was not feeling fine. My friend visited me and said, "Ah, how do you feel?" I said, "Not good." Say, "Why?" Say, "I'm God. I'm God." 7 times. I said, "No, how can I say I'm God? I cannot be God." As if it was a play. So I managed to mumble the words, I'm God, 7 times. The next day he came, he found me, held it. He said, "Okay, how do you feel?" I said, "Good." "How do you get this idea?" He told me. Then I quickly enrolled and started to study. Then in many cases, all the principles are just within me, and I was applying all of them, and they were working out very well.
God.
So today, I think as I started in a playful way, it has materialized to be what I am now. And if you look at that, my small paper, when I was sent the certificate and the thesis I wrote, if you can go through this, it's wonderful. So you can just go through it.
Brother Albert, your thesis is outstanding. You know the philosophy, you apply the philosophy, and live the philosophy in a perfect way. What is your next project? We are here for you. I love you. Love the proctor. Proctor's remark on the thesis, "I am God, therefore I express God," by Albert. Very nice. Very nice.
So immediately I received this, I quickly just adjusted and enrolled for master's.
Wow.
And Madam Dr. Sivili has given us the reading material for it. So immediately we get home, we sit down for it. So we are going to aspire, and we are going to get much more knowledge about what the principles of what we are learning now. So the limit is my doctoral degree in this.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you fellows receive these certificates, and you have presented yourself very well, showing how well you're going to be as speakers of this philosophy wherever you go. And you know that Sibyl Agabua, your proctor here in Oweri, is always available to guide you and direct you on whatever path you want to go. If you want to remain in the parent organization here, she would be delighted to have you. If you want to go start your own organization, she'll encourage you and show you the way. And she's just happy to see you develop, you grow, and you be who you are. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Did you want to say something additional?
I'm so proud of these two gentlemen. He wrote and asked for explanation. After that, I saw him coming all the way to Akabo to collect materials, and instantly he started, and he has been diligent, dedicated to this work. And then the next thing, he introduced Albert, who also followed him being diligent, dedicated, and consistent in whatever he is doing. Today, I am proud to have them join the bandwagon of spiritual metaphysics of the University of Healing. And they now go into the world to show forth who they are. You are welcome to the band.
Thank you. Anyone else want to make a comment at this moment? You're missing an opportunity. Okay.
Yeah,
you're missing an opportunity to say how wonderful these guys are.
Yeah, I'm. Thank you, my fellows, explorers in the wisdom work. I really appreciated this, even though I was not prepared. It's a glad thing to see that many people and more people are coming up with this philosophy, so that we can join hands to spread it all over the country, Nigeria, and make a change in Nigeria and the whole world at large. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very good. Anyone else would like to make a comment? Yeah? Go ahead. All of these illustrious souls adding their magnificence to our talk. Put the newspaper down. That's the way. Thank you. Now, approach
the gentlemen here, present for the graduation ceremony of our esteemed students. You're welcome. These two gentlemen, aforementioned, have been my friends in the University of Healing. I'm not surprised by the progress they made, because Peter particularly has been very attentive in class, always focused, and then his progress is like magic, because he was determined to know the knowledge, the secret of life, which the University of Healing has taught every one of us. And I'm sure, I'm very proud to be part of it, and I know he's going to be a great man using the principles. But my advice too to you is, use the principle very well. Be it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else want to stand up and give their love? Nina, you had something you want to say. Come. Arise. Shake the dust off your feet and talk to people who love you dearly. Tell how happy you are to see them with their new certificates.
Okay. Nice Nene Duke Natrebo, a very special friend of this University of Healing. This is my second or third time I found myself here, and today I feel so great being in your midst and witnessing this wonderful ceremony of the graduation of our two wonderful friends in this University of Healing. I must tell you that you are wonderful, and I so appreciate the wonderful progress you have made so far. I love you, and I wish I'd ask you to keep it up, keep it on. Be who you are, as you have been taught in the University of Healing. God bless you all.
Beautiful, thank you. All right. Endless?
Yes.
You have nothing to say, do you?
I have something to
say. Oh, my goodness sake.
No end.
I'm glad to participate in this wonderful occasion. It's a thing of joy. I introduced Peter down here. The first day he stepped into Akabo, I met him in a far place before his arrival here. And when I explained to him his purpose, he was scared of entering here. What are they going to do? How are they going to heal me? How are they going to solve my problem? And the only thing I said to him is that, Peter, there's no problem in your world. There's no single problem in your world. Anything you want, you do it yourself. There's no magician inside our house that will pray for you. You are the only one that will set yourself free. He said, Endless, are you sure? how long have you known these people? I say, oh wow, since my lifetime I know them. So Peter, you now have the paper, you now have the certificate. The next stage is for you now to practice it. Transfer the battle to your children, to your community, and to your generation. Thank you all.
Very good. Okay, Lucky, you want to say something about how proud you are of your friends here? Wonderful. There he comes, Mr. Magical. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. In short, I'm actually really elated to be in your midst. And I want to say that this gentleman, it was about 2 years ago that I came in touch with them. And they told me they started this very course. And that very year, I came with a friend from Omok. Yeah, and both of them are from the same state. They're all from the same state. And so he also told me about their progress. And that very man introduced me to this very program. And so I'm already part and parcel of this very system. And so I want to say that I'm highly elated once more. And while I'm also looking forward to my own very graduation to join them. And so I want to say that actually the taste of the pudding is in the eating. And so I want to wish them a very good luck as they go into the world to practice what they have learned, what the philosophy has revealed to them. And like they rightly pointed out, they are not relenting their efforts. And also ask that they shouldn't relate their effort. Let them pursue it to the highest level. Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay, Lucky, thank you. And this gentleman? You're not to say, I'm sorry. You may speak out loud for me to hear you. What did you say?
He's not a part of us. He's part
That's okay. He's a people. Hello. You're a people. Nice to see you. Okay. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes.
Come up. Yeah. And then Mabel, you can follow him. And we will have everyone get their 2 cents in. Maybe the photographer too. All right. There you go, sir.
Yes. The founder himself, Dr. Bailey, our coordinator, Dr. Civil, my fellow members of the Unity of School Travelers in the Lord. It's a pleasure, yes, to see the graduation of these two people. Because while we have been coming here, I've always seen how the fire of this philosophy and this spiritual movement have been burning in their hearts. Because when we come here, we talk a lot, we share ideas and all. And I'm happy today that quest in their heart has been consummated. So like every other person is saying, that we are going to pray for you and pray for us to keep practicing. Because as Dr. Bailey said, that's the most important thing. Let's keep practicing so that you can affect our world in the name of that one creator that is within us, so that our light will keep shining. So I wish you success. I wish you all the best from inside of yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice to see them. Mabel, you want to come up here and say how a teacher would approach these wonderful, magical people? As she slowly makes her way to the center of the stage, everyone holds their breath and says, surely this is going to be something marvelous. And it is.
Actually,
you're wonderful.
Okay, thank you very much. Actually, I know that when you want something in life, you go for it. And this is what these two gentlemen have done. When I learned about University of Healing from my sister, I was wondering, it's not a new thing to me, because I'm into metaphysics already. So I know a part of what they're talking about. But what this had made me was to make me better at what I already knew. Because there are some explanations I wasn't able to grasp before. But after going through the internet. Actually, it was through the internet that I was able to understand what they were talking about. When they say, I'm God, God I am, I understand why they said so in my own way when I link it to what I understand myself to be. I know my relationship with God. I know that I am God's reflection. When people are wondering, why are they saying, I am God, God I am? I told them, I think I know why. If I'm a reflection, if I stand in front of a mirror, when I raise my hand, my reflection raises their hand. And if I'm a reflection of God, God is the original, I'm the reflection. In effect, I am God. Whatever God can do, I can do it. Anything God can do, I can do it. Before anything gets to me, to the reflection, it will get to the original, which is God. But it's impossible. It can never get to the original, because the original is all in all. And if it is all in all, then I am all in all. So from this, I was able to apply whatever I've learned in my own metaphysics. And then it was really wonderful. And as time goes on, I can see that I'm knowing it better and better, and I can do whatever I want to do with it. I am great. I'm wonderful. I'm a spiritual being. And I learned that when I ask for things, I don't look for it outside. It's within. We live, move, and have our being in God. Now, why are we looking around for what we already have? Before I heal, before I pray for healing, there is nothing to heal. We have to know, we start from the start point of perfection. And then, what do we look for the revelation of that perfection? I don't ask God to heal, because there's nothing to heal. So, having gone through this, my two sisters are in it, I have really grown to understand what it is all about. And my other relations who have anything against it, it is my job to explain to them what it is. So I'm really, really very happy to be associated with this. And I'm congratulating both of you again. You have the greatest gift. And I'm sure that as time goes on, you will know exactly who you are. And when you say, I am God, you know why you are God. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we've had a number of beautiful surprises here to cap off our wonderful graduation ceremony, and it's quite exciting. Now, is there anyone who hasn't spoken who would like to? This invisible person there, and that invisible person there. Okay. That's it. We're going to now bless these wonderful graduates, and let's all come up and give them a hand and give them a hug, and enjoy their presence in your arms. Thank you for being here at this graduation ceremony of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited of Campo, California, here at the main headquarters in Nigeria at Oweri God Unlimited, Villa of God Unlimited. Is that the correct full name?
Yes.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. And expect great things to happen from this place as Seville shares with everyone the beauty that's within her, and you share with her the beauty that's within you. Thank you very much for the privilege of being here with you, and thank you for being here yourself. Thank you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.